All right, you asked me if I'm freaking out or you want to take my temperature on what's going on right now with the Mavericks. You know what? I am freaking out. I'm starting to freak out because...
Jeez, you have to raise your voice about
this.
Yeah,
well, I am because I'm getting pissed off because I don't understand what is going on. I don't understand... Well, look, I get COVID. I understand that.
I get COVID,
you're
okay.
You're the first.
I get it. I understand like the protocol and all, but I feel like this is... We're being punished excessively here. It feels like it was a month ago that the Denver situation happened, and that's still not resolved. And in the meantime, we are taking it in the shorts, and it's starting to look really bad. And hey, look, I'm not saying that the Mavericks are going to be the one seed, but look, these few weeks, it seems like, and especially now with Indiana coming up and the Spurs who were playing well,
yes,
they never go away, by the way, ever.
The Spurs?
Yeah. They just won't go away. Even with nobody on their team, they won't go away.
Okay, so...
All these road games that we're dealing with, the Mavericks have an inordinate amount of road games that they've had to play to start this season, and they're going to lose these next couple of games because they just don't have the guys. And it sucks, man. It just sucks turning the TV on, and whether you can watch it or not, maybe it's good that you can't watch it half the city.
Well... I'm not going to change my tune from yesterday. Yesterday, I felt fine about a 6-6 team. Now they're 6-7. Yesterday was garbage. It wasn't very good at all, and they've now lost three straight. So at some point here, we will begin to feel great pressure. I guess I just don't fully understand the COVID protocols. And as I understand it, it's 10 days from a positive test, right?
That's what I thought.
Masomenos, and
yeah,
so
I think
the
they
Nuggets
only had one.
The Nuggets game was on the 7th, so the positive test would have been the 8th or 9th, and here we are on the 19th.
Actually, it was that day, so it would have been the.
Well, they played in the game, though, right?
Right, but remember, the guys didn't make the trip back, so whether it was post game or whatever, that flight left with four guys or five guys not on it. And so they knew, which is weird, because, you know, somebody probably had it during the game or whatever, but that's not very publicized. So all these guys are left behind that night. And so, yeah, we're here 12 days later, and there's no real resolution to it. And as Ty's been saying in his tickers, there's no resolution for tomorrow night against Indiana.
Yeah.
Same guys are out. The same guy. That will be, you know, we're going to be going on 15 days before they come back. And... These guys have been sitting in a damn hotel room for 10 of them.
Watching pay-per-view.
Yeah, watching you getting caught
emptying
up on SpongeBob.
Emptying out the minibar.
Right, just sitting there drinking.
So, we don't have any idea who actually tested, do we? Like, Maxie and Dwight were just proximity people, right?
I think, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, they're in a bad way, but I would continue to say... Let's just continue. Let's roll through this thing. There's nothing you can do about it. I saw the Stars are on the brink of beginning their season finally. But at the same time, was it Carolina that just had a game canceled?
The Predators versus Carolina.
Okay, so
tonight.
The Predators are supposed to be here Friday.
Yeah, but Carolina had COVID issues, so they postponed that game. But so far, Nashville has not reported any COVID issues.
And Nashville's now headed this way.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's going to be weird, dude. It's just going to, honestly, and I realize this does not have great Dallas focus, but now we're to the point in the NFL playoffs where you're like, dude, we can't let this ruin a game.
Oh, my God.
Because now you're down to the final four. These teams have fought very hard to get here. The last thing you want. We always say the last thing you want is for this to be decided on a controversial call. Well, what if it's actually, you know, proximity tracing of COVID that takes out four or five starters on one team? We kind of joked about it after the regular season, but I remember, like, Rodgers did a post game, I want to say, after the Chicago game when week 17 was over, and they were going to have a bye week, and I don't even know what that means this year, but many years it means, you know, go find Cabo Everyone go find a beach and just be back here ready to practice. And it's pretty wild because his whole message to the media is we are telling everybody, do not do a thing on your bye week, please. For the sake of this team, we've all fought too hard to get here. We cannot allow one of us to drop our guard and to just jeopardize our entire season. Now, that's way more difficult to convey that message in game 12 of a regular season where, you know, 30 teams are all going the same direction. But these NFL teams, and, you know, they're all in cold weather places where it's flu season and just all of this. You're just like, man, we got to practice every day, and some of us got to practice out in weather. But we can't have guys getting sick, and we can't have guys close to each other. And it's just there are only three games left in that season.
You think Davante Adams or whoever, Tyreek Hill, like they're sitting there and they're like, I'm a little low on milk. I'm going to run up to Tom Thumb and get me some.
Yeah.
Are they doing that? Or are they leaving outside of going to practice? Are they going anywhere? Maybe they fill their car up with gas.
Yeah.
But, I mean, outside of that, do they do anything? I would assume no.
Do you know your guy Michael Porter's story?
With the Nuggets?
Yeah, so Jake sent me this, and it's that Michael Porter has missed 10 straight games. And I guess even though you're in the protocol and the program, there's no real line on where you start testing negative.
That's true.
Like, they put you in the hotel, and they keep submitting you to a test, and evidently people can test positive for a period of several weeks. And so Michael Porter has been testing positive, and so the 10-day clock can't start until you stop testing positive. So those guys in that Denver hotel room, I'm going to assume. Yeah, can they even hang out together?
They're
probably not,
right? Chicken pox room.
Are they all in their own solitary rooms?
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Well, Josh Richardson's back.
Can they FaceTime?
I assume the rest of them are back because I know he's been putting stuff out on social media that
he
got back.
They're back from Denver, but I'm not sure. But like you said, they're not allowed to play.
Yeah.
But if they're traveling, then they must have not tested positive, yes?
Did Cuban send the jet back to get him? Or was this, did they fly?
Man, you'd think he would have sent his
flyer miles?
Oh, I'd bet Cube sent the private jet.
But how does that even work? You know, can a flight crew take a passenger who's infected if it's a private plane? But they're all like, oh, yeah, cool.
I mean, a private plane, you do whatever you want.
Yeah, but you got to have someone to fly it. Cubans, you know, I mean.
Otto.
No, that doesn't, no, it doesn't
pilot?
Work that way.
Yeah, but what happens if he deflates? Yeah, right. Taking care of that.
Yes,
get Julie Haggerty in there to do some performing.
The inflatable pilots, always an option. All right, well,
Otto.
We'll continue to follow that story of the Mavericks trying to play with half a team.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.